Idaho Matters Now from the studios at Boise State Public Radio News. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Are you hungry? Because Boise Dev Eats is serving up some great recommendations on where to get your next meal. So whether you're looking for dinner, maybe you want snacks or drinks, they have got a spot for you to try. Kara Jackson is the editor of the weekly newsletter, and she joins us now. Kara, so nice to have you back on the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Gemma.
Okay, let's head to Idaho City for a minute because they've got a new restaurant. And I'd love to know about this because so many folks head there, you know, when they're heading up to the mountains in the summertime or to do winter activities. And this is kind of exciting that they have a new restaurant opening.
Yeah, when I found out about this, I was personally so excited, and I thought a lot of other people here in the Treasure Valley will be pretty excited to try this spot out too. So it's called Arrowleaf Restaurant, and it was just opened earlier in October by Elle Caton and Forrest Tyndall, who have both lived up in the Idaho City area for about 7 years now. And their goal with the restaurant is to really uplift the mountain by offering an elevated yet casual dining option in Idaho City. And it's right on Main Street in Idaho City in one of the classic, you know, Idaho City buildings with boardwalk sidewalks.
And my understanding is it's going to be kind of more farm to table, correct?
Yes. So they're very, very passionate about providing a farm to table experience. And they're partnering with a lot of local farmers so that a lot of the ingredients are local. And the head chef and kitchen manager, Jacob Wright, told me that he's really trying to create a menu with approachable foods that are elevated with the cooking techniques and the local ingredients. So an example is they have bangers and mash, but they're actually sourcing elk for the sausage and then having kind of these elevated Idaho cheddar mashed potatoes, which is just making my mouth water right now.
Okay, you just had me at cheddar mashed potatoes.
right.
So the final flatbread pizzeria, well, at least the name, is going to be ending this whole era.
Yes, the flatbread era is coming to a close. Our Sydney Kid wrote up a story earlier this week. So the two final flatbreads, the one located in North Meridian and the one in Dam Crossing, were actually purchased by Barbacoa owner Nikolai Castoro in January of this year. And they already rebranded the Dam Crossing flatbread to Tiamo, and it's kind of more of this broader Italian restaurant. They have brunch and pasta as well as, you know, the classic flatbread pizza. And now they're doing something similar but different with the North Meridian location. They're going to be renaming it, rebranding it as Nick's Italian Restaurante. And that comes because Nikolai is actually opening this with his best friend whose name is Nicholas.
I want to talk next about this play cafe. And because I have to tell you, I'm a little bit jealous because my kids are older and I would have loved a place like this in the Treasure Valley when they were little, especially in the wintertime when you need to get them out and about playing. So talk to us about this because folks may not even know what I'm talking about when I say a play cafe.
Yeah. So I'm, you know, a mother of a young child. And for any other parents of young children out here, this is one that will definitely get your attention. Dinah Anstey is opening a new coffee shop called Magpie Play Cafe. And it's going to be located in the Northgate Shopping Center off of State Street. And the concept is that it'll be a coffee shop with also kind of this side area that's an indoor play space for kids, you know, kind of in that range of 0 to 5. So really exciting for any parents who want to, you know, let their kids get the zoomies out or have some time to play and actually get a sip of coffee. It's really cool too, because Anstey said that the idea came from when she lived in Australia with her husband, and there all of the pubs and restaurants have play areas for kids. But, you know, here in the U.S., that's not something that you normally see.
I just hope this does well because the need for that is tremendous. So good luck to them as they go on this new venture. I mean, honestly. Okay.
Yes. And she hopes to open. Oh, sorry. She hopes to open the cafe in December or January. So definitely look for that if this is something that you could use.
Oh, perfect timing in winter, right?
Yes.
So there's a bar closing. It's called Somewhere Bar. I have to tell you, this is the first time I'm hearing about this bar.
Yes. So Somewhere Bar is Garden City's only dedicated LGBTQ bar, and it's actually closing on November 2nd. And it opened in 2021, replacing the historic Ranch Club on Shinden Boulevard. So everyone knew what the Ranch Club was. Mm-hmm. You know, it's kind of the bar on Shinden there with the big horse statue. And so that is closing this weekend.
Oh, that's a bummer to see that closing. What about this other bar that's also closing? This is, not closing, opening. Sorry, let me get that all right. Okay, another.
Yes.
So many comings and goings. Okay, there's a new bar opening on the Boise Bench.
Yeah, so we're going from Somewhere to Here's How. And Here's How is going to be a new bar that is opening in the old Jumpin' Janet's location off of Vista Avenue on the Boise Bench. It's going to kind of be a beer pub. Yeah, or a brew pub. And kind of my favorite part of this story that came from Anna Daly is the vibe the owner, Matt Eggers, described as this Midwestern grandparents' basement. so it's going to feature a lot of vintage elements with the building since it was originally built as a brass lamp pizza back in 1965. So he's kind of embracing the charm of the older space while making it clean and comfortable and just a great space to hang out in.
And we have a new barbecue place opening.
Yeah, so this is actually a cloud kitchen.
Okay.
And for those of you who may not know what a cloud kitchen is, it's a restaurant that prepares food for takeout and delivery, but doesn't actually have a space to sit down. It's called McFawn's Barbecue, and it's owned by Mark McFawn, who actually recently moved here from Las Vegas. And he's worked in restaurants his entire life, but never owned one. So this was really, he felt like with this move, an opportunity for him to work for himself. And it's kind of fun. It's barbecue with like a twist of Mexican. So a lot of the American barbecue classics with kind of some unique spices and flavors on the menu.
This is really interesting, Kara, about this, this idea of a cloud kitchen. And I mean, I would think too, it helps with overhead, right? Especially when you're first starting out. I mean, because the restaurant business can be tough.
Yeah, McFawn said that, you know, he wanted to open a brick and mortar, but he's actually located in the West End Food Co., which has about 15 spaces for cloud kitchens like this, just off of Main Street and 17th in downtown Boise. And so he felt like this was a great way to get in the market and to try out, you know, his food and see what the market thinks before going all in on a brick and mortar, which is a really expensive investment. So you can try McFawn's by ordering on their website, on the West End Food Co. website, or any of the delivery apps like Grubhub or Uber Eats.
So I've seen this all over social media recently, and this is the fact that there's a Boise chef who recently competed on one of Guy Fieri's shows. So of course, big news when you get that kind of attention. So tell us about this.
Yes, so Baskinese chef and owner Barbie Larinaga competed on Guy's Grocery Games, and the episode premiered last week. It was actually the 500th episode of Guy's Grocery Games, and it was called Bad to the Bacon. And so she competed with three other chefs who were all picked because of their expertise in pork. And I don't know if we want to give a spoiler or not. I mean, it's been about a week and a half since the episode aired, but she won.
Did she really?
Yes, she won, which is so cool. And she brought home more than $15,000, which is really fun. And kind of the backstory, I was able to talk to her before the episode premiered, and she was picked because of her social media presence. So if you follow Barbie and Baskinese on Instagram or Facebook, you see that, you know, she's really fun and loud, but she also shows kind of the highs and lows of what owning, you know, a food truck was like and now a brick and mortar. So that was really cool. She said that meeting Guy Fieri was like a dream for her. Mm. And she said that he was a kitchen angel, and he actually really encouraged her to help her continue to grow her business.
Oh, that's so great. And I have to say, I have not tried Baskinese yet, but I have heard wonderful things about the restaurant. And it's in the warehouse, right? Downtown Boise?
Yes. So it was a food truck. It opened in July of 2023 in Garden City as a food truck. Barbie is really kind of a home-taught chef. Her mother, who's Vietnamese, taught her how to cook, and they opened this, her and her husband, to kind of have both a Basque and Vietnamese combination of food. And they opened in the warehouse, now as brick and mortar, earlier this fall. And if you haven't tried it, it is something I highly recommend. The banh mi's are delicious. They have croquettes on the menu. Mama's chicken is so tasty. So it's like, it's all of her food is fantastic. And it was really fun to see her, you know, get some great attention on the Food Network.
Yeah, that really is so great to see that. Okay, so we've got a new sushi and ramen restaurant that's coming to Meridian.
Yes, Sydney Kidd wrote more about this. It's called Kenya Ramen, and they're working on opening up at 10 Mile and McMillan. And so it's a sushi and ramen restaurant, and it's a small chain on the East Coast. So the Meridian location will be not only the first one in Idaho, but also the chain's first location west of Illinois.
Oh my goodness. Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. We have to end with the fact that Idaho officially now has its second In-N-Out location.
That is correct. In-N-Out at the Boise Town Square opened last Friday. So there are now two In-N-Outs here in the Treasure Valley, and the Nampa one is set to open pretty soon as well. So if you want, you know, your number two with animal, that's animal style or whatever your In-N-Out favorite is, there are now two places. The lines should be better. So that's definitely exciting for any burger lovers out there.
Okay. I have to tell you, for some odd, bizarre reason, I have been at the mall a handful of times since this place opened. I don't know why. I'm never at the mall, and I happened to be there a number of times this last week. And I have to say, Kara, the lines have not been bad. I mean, the first time, and I think I went by it the first day it opened last Friday, and there were maybe three cars in the drive-thru. Every time I have been by there, I mean, it has not been that just frantic, you know, where you see the line of cars and you see the lines of people outside. I don't know if it's maybe people haven't noticed that it's open yet. Maybe it's because it is a second location. So, you know, you don't have to go, you know, right there and get it right now. I don't know what it is, but I was really kind of fascinated by that because of, I mean, the Meridian location still has huge lines.
Yeah, I know. It was pretty fascinating. I watched, you know, social media and everything, and the reports coming in looked like it was only a 10 to 15 minute wait on the first day. So I do think, you know, the In-N-Out craze was really, you know, pretty high with the first location opening. And now that we have a second one, you know, it's exciting, but not quite the same thrill that it was when the first one opened.
And before I let you go, I know you said the Nampa location is set to open soon, but they're looking to open at least, is it two more locations as well after that in the valley?
I believe so. Yeah. So I know there's one on 10 Mile that's being planned. They were also working on one in Twin Falls. So we're going to have lots of In-N-Outs. There's going to be no shortage.
Yeah. So folks, you don't need to be waiting in line all day long. Well, Kara, as always, it is so great to have you on. Thanks so much for your time today.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
No matter what happens in Washington, the NPR Politics Podcast is here for you. For the latest news, insights, and analysis from the election and beyond, listen to the NPR Politics Podcast.